Brahmanism. Brahmanism is both an ideology and a way of life. It is considered to be the oldest of Indian religions and represents the starting place for the understanding of all Indian philosophy and religion. Hinduism grows out of Brahmanism and accepts most of the basics of Brahmanism, while Buddhism and Jainism are considered reactionary. They adopt some of the ideas of Brahmanism, yet they reject much of it. Generally, however, many church historians believe both are an outgrowth of Brahmanism. The religion of the Indian Aryans, people from Iran and India, speaking a foreign language, is what is known as Brahmanism. At first, they worship, believing that every living creature in the physical world was intelligent and moral. In time, this worship of nature developed into identifying their god with the universe. Brahma, the god of creation, is an impersonal god and the first being in existence. If you banish a personal god from the universe, as some scientists do, and leave nothing but the original nature, you have a brief description of Brahmanism. Another conception of Brahmanism is that all life apart from Brahma is evil, with sadness and suffering. It is likened to traveling through sorrow with no hope in a better future. As long as the soul is conscious, it must endure sorrow and pain. The belief that all conscious existence is always evil opens the way to the doctrine that is part of wisdom and the duty of man to rid himself of consciousness by being freed from the bondage of his soul. Brahmanism teaches that the only way to extinguish the soul, or self, and be freed from the burden of existence is to be being reabsorbed into Brahma. This return to Brahma is dependent on the soul being purified. No unclean soul can be reabsorbed into the primal essence. This purifying can only be attained by a severe mortification of the flesh and all its worldly desires. The dying to worldly lusts and desires is accomplished through extreme self-discipline and avoidance of all forms of self-indulgence. As only a few in each generation reach this goal, the majority of men must be born again and again and again until all evil is purged from the soul and it can be absorbed into Brahma. Therefore, Brahmanism introduces us to the doctrine of reincarnation. The belief is that if you live a clean and holy life, death will put you into a higher state and advance towards the desired end. The evil man would be reborn into a lower form of life with even the possibility that his soul would enter an unclean animal. The doctrine of rebirths is also known as the transmigration of souls. It is difficult to imagine that how a person behaved in a previous life could benefit oneself in this life, when we cannot even remember the previous life. After many centuries, history records there has not been much contribution to world peace with this approach and not a promising future for it either. Imagine waiting for world peace or inner peace by this religion. Brahmanism doctrine for world peace would require all mankind of the world to believe and practice their doctrine of procuring peace within oneself. The startling fact is that Brahmins have declined in existence to currently making up less than 5% of the Indian population. Even according to their doctrine, if only a few in each generation would reach the goal of being reabsorbed into Brahma, world peace would be millions of years away, if possible at all. We can further examine the limitations of peace through self-discipline by looking at another Eastern religion, Jainism.